Hello, everyone. I had no idea that that kink list would generate as much buzz as it did. So, why don't we talk about what we'll do this week? I'm going to use this first audio as a little bit of a teaser. I spent all day recording. I mean that, all day. I took today off. After my computer crashed, I just had to make do, and my dick is kind of just waving a white flag at this point. There's nothing left. I've recorded 4 audios today and a 5th as a JOI, and I'm pretty much tapped. But I hope you love them. Throughout the week, I'm going to be at my conferences, and I am going to be doing something very fun every single day that's going to be shared with just y'all. I'm not going to spoil every single thing. That's why I didn't put it on the schedule this week. So every single night, you're going to get an audio live recorded by me, raw about the day. Maybe I'll tell a little story if something interesting happened. Some will be later than others, depending on how late I'm out with my friends and coworkers. But you're going to get a little bit of a backstage access to some of the things that I get up to this weekend. Particularly, I'm going to engage in some very fun play. For example, right now as I'm talking, I have the plug in me that I've had in me all day. I love being mysteriously plugged up. And I love doing it to other people. I think it is absolutely wonderful. It affects nobody. They don't know. They don't need to know. The only people that know are you. And I like it even better when it's just me. Oh, God. The feeling of satisfaction I get watching you squirm in that seat at dinner. Desperately stabbing at your food, trying to keep your mind on anything that's not me across the table from you. A little buzz under the table that you pray that nobody hears, even though you know they can't. It's incredible. Made even more incredible by when at the end of the night, when it's all said and done, and you taunt me, looking me in the eyes, saying, "You have no idea what it was like being plugged up all dinner." I can look right back at you and tell you, yes, I do know. Oh, God, that look of shock, that moment. I wish I could play it 1,000 times over. You only get it once per relationship. When you pull something cheeky like that, you don't get another one. But it does open the door to something else fun. They never know. You would never know when I'm plugged and when I'm not. I love that unknown. That extends to more than just a little piece of metal in my ass. Oh, no, it extends to everything. My coworkers, my friends, my peers, so many of them just assume that I'm some saint. I stopped going out. I stopped trying to find anyone. I just record porn now. I take my dirtiest fantasies and I serve them to y'all. They have no idea. They don't know that when I leave on the car ride home, I'm listening to porn. Writing down ideas in my notebook as I sit at red lights, fantasizing about all the things I want to bring to life. All the while, a little buzz inside my body keeps me on edge. Lately, I don't even get off when I'm alone. I wait till I can be in front of the microphone and really deliver it all, give it all. No one knows. They don't know that I've developed this ritual. Keeping myself on edge for days at a time. No edging challenges. No long ramble faps as I beg for release. No, no. I just like having my secret. And think the two of us could have a secret. Maybe, just maybe, when I post my plug audio tomorrow, all of you listen to it when you're at work, when you're out at the grocery store, sitting at your computer pretending to pay attention. It could be our secret. I'll be up on stage in front of hundreds of people, talking, teaching, guiding, smiling. And they'll have no idea. Why would they? To me, the toy inside me is just like any other day. It would blow their minds to know that anyone could do something like that, but you know. You know that while I'm out there in front of everybody, I'm going to be doing something for you. That's right. I'm going to be edging for you all day. And the first day is quite a long one. I'm going to land and have to meet and mingle all evening long, taking care of everyone's concerns. I might not even get back to my hotel room till 1 a.m. But when I do... Oh, when I do... You are going to receive the most delectable result of all of that edging. You will get 100% of everything that no one else got. They got to watch, and if you're good, like I said, perhaps you listen to it when no one knows what you're doing. You stay on edge with me. Everything to sharpen that one moment where everything breaks. All the edging culminates into the most intense, passionate sex possible. Whether it's alone, hands exploring your body, dreaming, wishing, begging, pleading. Whether it was somebody else's. Or maybe it's with a partner. That little buzzing, the lace that you wear. Every single thought in your mind manifests, grabbing and clawing at their body. Lucky for you, I like to be bitten and clawed at. Nothing makes me hornier. I love that primal need, the begging with the body. It means so much more than your words. I can fake words. I choose not to. But the body tells the truth. Seeing you cross your legs as we stand in the elevator, and I pretend that I don't know what's on your mind. I get to pretend that you're not a whore, just thinking of all of the awful things you want me to do to you. We walk into the room. I feign to go wash my face. Perhaps you just stop me, pull my tie, pull me to my knees in front of your clit, and just use me like you need. Or perhaps you're too timid. Perhaps you think that I don't share your feral need. But you're wrong. Right when I want to. I want all of that energy, all of the tension, all of the need and wanting. I want it. And I want you. Oh, I'm so excited for this week. I can't wait to see what we get into.